You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win is 5-4, and Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win in the betting at 8-1. Only one team, Derek, have stopped Manchester City from scoring at home in the last 27 competitive matches. That was Everton back in mid-January. Intriguing match this, though, with Leicester topped by 3 points for Man City, and both winning the other night as well. Leicester 2-0 at home against Liverpool, and Manchester City just shading Sunderland at the Stadium of Light.
Yeah, he didn't play well, didn't he? He got a problem with Aguero now too, as well, by the sound of it. Isn't this the first time a league leaders coming into in February, about two-thirds of the season gone, have ever been 5-1 to win a match against?
You'd say definitely, wouldn't
I
reckon, yeah.
I reckon, though, even on the last day of the season, Derek, let's say Man City, Arsenal and Leicester are all level on points, I reckon Leicester will still be 5-1. Yeah. No one wants to back them, do they, still? It's weird.
No, I know.
Apart from that bloke who's had a quid at £5,000 or whatever he's had.
Well, few will want to back him now as well, but you've got to say they are, you know, that blip that we were expecting, they had one. It lasted about 2 minutes in their one of the game over Christmas, but since then they've been fantastic. And the two goals Vardy, well, the first goal Vardy scored the other night, I mean, that was just sensational, wasn't it? Absolutely world beater. And he is a proper player. Where has he been? Where the hell has he
Halifax.
Been? Fleetwood he was playing with four years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my level. Not even my level, that. It's just ridiculous. I've got to go for Leicester here at 5-1. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, City, we know. If they put the game together, they'll beat Leicester. But when was the last time City really put their game together? It's been an awful long time. You wonder also what effect the Pellegrini departure will be having. They've got a new manager coming in, Pep Guardiola. I mean, you know, it's got to affect the players. It might affect them for the better, who knows, but generally it doesn't. We saw that when Fergie said he was going to quit at the end of the season about, what, 6 or 7 years ago, and United's form went into a nosedive. I just think Leicester are the value bet here at 5-1. They're not. You don't get top of the table in February by fluke. Mm. You get there by being a good side. And 5-1, I think, is an insult to them.
They were longer as well, weren't they? I think Man City have eased slightly. They opened up 1-2 after those midweek games. They're now 4-7. Manchester City got the best home form. City have got the best home form in the league. Leicester have got the best away form in the league, Ely.
Scored most goals away from home in the division, 23. Only conceded 13 goals away from home, Leicester as well. Man City scored the most goals at home, 33, conceded 12 at home. So you've even got, you know, and not saying like the watertight defences, but decent defences on the travels and at home. But those two four columns, 33 and 23, you've got to expect goals here, surely. I mean, you don't see Leicester. You mentioned the stat about Man City, and even in that game against Everton, the 0-0 draw, I think they had 16 shots on goal. So on another day, they could have easily won. Remember, that was the only day Tim Howard had a good game, but he was brilliant that day. Tim Howard kept City out, so you'd expect them to score, and other than that, they have been scoring, and when they score a few as well, don't they? You know, fours and threes here and there. The Aguero thing is a worry, admittedly, because when he plays they are a different team. He doesn't need many chances to get on the score sheet, so you know, when you're looking at goals, I think it has to be tempered by, you know, does Aguero play or not? And I think that's a problem for me. That's something I can't quite get my head around. The over 2.5, by the way, is 13-20.
That's ridiculous.
It's well short.
That
isn't
is
it?
Ridiculous.
Way too short to be back in. So yeah, that admittedly, that whole scenario with Aguero is a worry. I do like the early goals here, though. I think, you know, Leicester, you know, the game at Aston Villa, they scored inside the half an hour. It took them ages against Tottenham, by the way. You know, but they have scored early goals all season long. Swansea, they scored 2 inside 22 minutes, scored inside half an hour against Everton. So, I mean, I've been looking at the total first half goals over 1.5. 6-4 for 2 goals in the first half. I could kind of see that. It's not the greatest price in the world, though. I'm struggling to see past what Derek's gone for here. 5-1 does look a really big price. I've been having a long, hard word with myself this week about Leicester. I've been not against them, but, you know, like all season I've kind of thought, oh, it's going to tail off. It's going to tail off, like everyone else has thought that. And I don't even, you know, people have been coming to me saying, oh, wouldn't it be great for English football if Leicester win? Yes, it would. But something in me doesn't want them to do it. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I'm so anti-Leicester. In my mind, when I think about Leicester, I'm against them. I think they're going to lose this. But at some point, you have to sit up and notice and say, they're still top of the table.
You're a weird man, aren't you?
Yeah, they've got a new lease of life again. Like Derek said, they had that blip, and now they just look invigorated again. You know, the Jamie Vardy goal, just the stadium erupted, didn't it, for that goal, which wasn't as good as the Dele Alli goal, by the way.
That's something I put on Twitter, yeah.
Which Dele Alli goal was that?
The one where he chipped it over his head against Palace.
Oh, behave. The Vardy one was miles better than
that. Oh, come on, Derek.
You want to go and have another long, hard word. You go and have another long, hard word with yourself.
That is worse than Everton winning the league next year.
Listen, I'd score those Dele Alli goals. Could have scored a Vardy goal. You're wrong.
Any footballer can hit that Vardy goal.
Yeah, they can. They can. Anyone can do that. All he does is put his foot through it.
Then.
No, you don't. What else do you do, Derek?
I'm going to hang up. I've got things to do.
Brilliant. Anyway, do you know what? I thought he'd disagree with that as well.
I didn't. I thought he had some sense. I was wrong.
I'm going for Man City to win this. I can't go with Leicester, even though that 5-2-1's massive. I think when it comes down to it, they haven't really been tested away from home, apart from at Tottenham. They lost at Liverpool. They've played Tottenham. They haven't played any other top clubs. They've still got City, Arsenal, Chelsea and Man United to come, if you're talking about top six clubs. So I think this is a huge test for them. The 5-1 does look big, but I'm still sticking with my gut that it won't continue. Man City to win and both teams to score for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.